From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California State Assemblyman Jim Patterson recently claimed Governor Jerry Brown has slashed nearly all funding for local governments to fight tree mortality in the state's forests. Well, Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols set about investigating this eye-opening statement by the Fresno area Republican.
More than 100 million trees have died in California forests due to recent drought and bark beetle infestations. Patterson's district includes Sierra Nevada counties ravaged by the tree die-off. His claim, however, that Governor Brown has slashed money for local governments to remove these hazardous trees is misleading. Patterson said the funds went from nearly $53 million down to just $2 million. But Janet Upton, deputy director with CAL FIRE, says the state never set aside $53 million just for removing trees.
It's important to note that a lot of that money was for drought, the effects of drought, drinking water, community water sources. It was not just for tree mortality. Tree mortality is just one kind of disaster that can have requested reimbursement for that fund.
The overall fund was chopped down quite a bit after the governor declared the drought over in April, and just $2 million was set aside for tree removal, as Patterson pointed out. But that's based on expected demand for the money from local governments, who have requested less than $1 million since the program started 2 years ago. Patterson also omitted the fact that the state has continued to issue millions in grant money for this work. In the end, we found Patterson tapped into a real concern about tree mortality, but he used deceptive budget figures to make his point. We rated Patterson's claim mostly false. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
You can find this story, plus a link to full versions of all PolitiFact California fact checks at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.